Let's talk parenting now. And, you know, earlier Dr. Phil told us that parents aren't teachers, but with everybody in lockdown, it looks like there's a role reversal happening. And my new drinking buddy, Super Nanny Joe Frost, is joining us on the line to get your household in shape. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Well, cheers to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been doing the global tour. I know everybody's wanting your insight and help for parenting. So I guess what we're seeing is there's two issues here. Parents are having to double as teachers, and then there's parents having to tolerate their kids being around all the time.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's many issues right now. You know, many. Externally and internally. Mm-hmm. And what's most important is for us to recognize what we can control right now to keep ourselves safe and others in this pandemic. Most importantly, when we talk about homeschooling, as you've already heard, yes, families were up in arms several weeks ago in how they were going to actually take on the task of being able to do so. In actual fact, Jeremy, there were some really funny memes that were out regarding this situation. I don't know if you saw mm-hmm. them at all, but they were hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that how are we going to get through this? But, you know, the truth of the matter is we're not homeschooling our children, you know. We are at home in a crisis trying to homeschool. And I just want families to think about that for a moment, because there's a very big difference. For all those parents who do homeschool, they'll know that it's very different to when we send our kids off on the yellow bus up to school. Homeschooling is far more organic, and although it has structure, there are less hours involved. So, you know, you could see a child around sort of elementary age studying for like a couple of hours, middle school, you know, maybe 2 to 3 hours, and high school, 3 to 4 hours. It's very, very different. So I do think it's important, if parents haven't done already, to give themselves permission to recognize they will only do as good as they can, you know. And at the end of the day, right now, with what we have going on in the world, that's good enough, you know. We need to keep ourselves safe, our kids alive. And I want parents to feel in a space that they don't put more pressure on themselves, but to just show up. You know, just to show up and not to give up, but to just do the best that you can today and to recognize that that was enough. Because there's already enough stress on the family unit. Mm-hmm. There's already enough stress individually, for everybody dealing with what they're hearing about constantly, over and over again, from one social media platform. And the way we create more calm in the eye of this storm as it peaks around the world, and the more we create more presence, we will ground ourselves better, we will center ourselves better, and then create a home environment for ourselves and our children that is more reassuring and safe, so that we are not in a space where we feel so overwhelmed that our thoughts start to take over and then create issues that become health issues for us. At the end of the day, Jeremy, education is important, but it's not going to insulate us from the long-term mental health impact that this has, if that becomes the be-all and the end-all. And I know that teachers right now, well, they're doing not what they signed up for. They're trying to see how they can keep in touch with their pupils. They miss their kids in their class. You know, they're doing the best that they can with different online classes and groups. I'm in the middle right now of looking after my 5.5 grandson. You know, there are online little group meetings for him and online classes for him to take. But at the end of the day, the importance of recognizing that we will do the best through homeschool and the rest we will recognise. We can have conversations that may help us with teachers, and then to reside at that space I think is good enough right now. I really do, you know, and I feel that with so much advice that's been such a contradiction right now in this country, and lies, and an administration right now that is making Americans feel so uncertain about so much. When I review what's going on in Europe and review what's happening elsewhere, like London, we've got to be able to keep ourselves in a very sane space right now. And it's important for me to be able to give the truth and be honest to parents, at the same time help them in the best way that I possibly can, with not just the normal parental universal challenges that families are seeing, but the ones that are happening during their parenting in this pandemic as well, you know. And I think that's incredibly important for a lot of families to recognize. And that's not to scaremonger, but it is to say that right now there is no cure for this killer virus, and we know what it's doing to many, many families. So our priority is to make sure that we stay healthy, that mentally we don't put a lot of pressure on ourselves and expectations that are unrealistic. And it brings me to a space of recognizing that a lot of families have gone into fight or flight or been delusions from this all and have frozen. So I ask those families right now to focus on what their life goal is. You know, if you're not going to sit and really take in the gravity of what's happening here after listening and seeing what's going on, I ask you right now to look at what that life goal is for yourself, because that's got to be the aim. The positive thought on what we want to accomplish and achieve when this subsides, when this goes, because it will go and we will get through this, and this is a phase, and no doubt it will be a longer phase than we think right now. But what's the accomplishment that you want to set your heart on achieving, or a personal goal that you'd like to do beyond this, so that is what gives you hope and motivation to keep going? Because I think that's incredibly important, incredibly important. But as I say, this is not to minimize the pandemic at all, mm-hmm. But there are also a lot of silver linings from this circumstance with respect to, you know, I feel like, Jeremy, like, to a degree, Mother Nature's put us on a timeout. They're like, they put us on a naughty step. It's like the world has gone, okay, guys, okay. So right now, the priorities are not where they should be. Not enough compassion, not enough empathy, not enough recognizing what's important that's going to make you all work together on this planet together. So you're all in timeout. You're all on the naughty step. You've all got to stay indoors right now until you can figure this out, until you can work out what those lessons are. And it really does feel like that. We've got families right now coming together, realizing that they've been able to teach their children something new. We've got teenagers feeling heard by their parents for the first time. And yes, we've got teenagers wondering what they're going to do with themselves because they're missing their boyfriends or their girlfriends, right? And they're not able to see them right now, and they're having to go on technology to socialize. And a lot of us professionals don't know what the impact of that will be later on. You know, will there be some that will suffer more anxiety or post-stress trauma? But the reality is, it's what can we do as a family to minimize that in our own home, and to stay mentally healthy? Because after all, if we can keep ourselves mentally healthy, then I do believe that the rest certainly will feel a lot easier for us as each day we wake up with intention and purpose. I talk a lot about, when I help families on the Super Nanny Show, I talk a lot about routine and the importance of routine, because I do think it gives us a sense of purpose. You know, we have structure to our day. We wake up and we do the task of making our bed. It's important to get up and make your bed. Make your bed with a purpose, you know. Get up, make your bed. You've done one task. Then go into the kitchen, take the trash out. That's another task, right? Get things done. Get house chores done, get tasks done, get some education done as much as you can. Keep the routine flexible. Make sure you have the cornerstones in for meal times. You know, brings us all together as a family. Those numbers were declining, Jeremy, with families coming together and eating around the table. Now everyone's doing it for breakfast, lunch and dinner. You know, in our household right now, we have gratitude in the morning and we have it in the evening. We come around the table and hold hands. What are we grateful for today? I think it would be a wonderful practice and ritual for every family to be thankful. Because I believe that when we are with gratitude, I certainly believe that it's the heart of much happiness and being able to look at the positive, you know, of what we do have. There are many right now, they're in a very different space. And for those that are in a very difficult space, what can we see? You know, what can we see today? As we acknowledge that so many are going, as we all are, through a difficult time, but there are those that have lost loved ones. And my sympathy goes out to those families, certainly who are grieving in that capacity, you know, and the key workers that are on the front line and those that are supporting us in all the other areas for us, for you and I, to have that normalcy to that degree, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's incredibly important. It allows us to recognise what we have to let go of. That in itself, I think, is a real life lesson, recognising what we let go of and what we can't control, and surrendering to that process so that it becomes easier for us to adjust. The first 4 weeks, I'm going to say, of this all happening, my emails were off the charts, with families asking for help. Right now, you know, I'm providing a public service to any family that needs the help. They can go to joefoss.com and contact me there. It says contact Joe, or should go on the Twitter and ask concise questions, and I'm giving my advice and help as much as I possibly can, spending hours on the phone helping different families and calling them. But again, I think it brings us to a space of, you know, recognizing that in those first 4 weeks, you know, we were in fight or flight, right? Stockpiling, panic mode, panic, you know, fight or flight, go, fight, grab what we can. We saw that. And those that were frozen, is this really happening? This is really surreal. I can't believe this is happening. To the space now where, you know, 3 weeks have gone past now and people are recognizing that, okay, we're adjusting to this. What is our new norm right now? What does that consist of? So if we have routine, it's the first thing that we create as our new norm, right? We can be flexible with that, like we always should do. You know, for those kids that are going to have pajama days twice a week, why not? It's important to be able to compromise. You know, children are the silent witnesses of what's going on right now. You know, not just the adults that are having a tough time, the parents, but the children are adjusting too, according to what age you're raising right now. But it does bring us to a place of being more mindful and being present, so that we don't let our feelings get away with ourselves, which could then lead to, you know, a lot of panic and anxiety. And the importance of socializing. You know, right now, we can't. You know, we're being told, no, we can't. We know that it's about saving our lives and others. So we have to use now technology for its true purpose. And that's to be able to use it for educational purposes, for connection with friends and family, loved ones, online, through one medium or the other. You know, and for a little bit of entertainment as well, for some laughs, comedy, and some movies. And not for the emotional crutch that it was used for, perhaps per se, before this all happened, where I would spend a lot of time going into families and helping them with those circumstances. But again, it still creates the importance of moderation and regulation, because the more we are using, what we don't want is to create addictive behavior. So I would still say to families, it's a balance, even though it may be a little bit more. We don't want it to be an entire day, you know. Whereas you may have been doing it for an hour, it may be a couple of hours now. And recognizing that we still have to put in those boundaries to create healthy patterns and healthy relationships with whatever we're using, you know. I would also talk about the importance of eating well and movement. A lot of, you know, a lot of information with respect to everybody eating their stock in the pantry already. They've eaten all the food. You know, everybody worrying about, you know, putting on weight and eating the food out of boredom. And again, it is important with what we can find to be creative. You know, again, now's the time that we're going to start to be creative with what we do have in our pantry and we can buy. And for all those families, and I would exempt those with special needs and sensory issues. But, you know, again, a lot of those families that I would help that would tell me that their kid wouldn't eat. They'll only eat the dry food and the chips and the cookies in the pantry. They're about to find out right now that their kids are going to eat. They're going to eat the food that's in front of them because it's the only thing that they have in front of them. You know, so in a way, I think we had so much choice and very spoiled to some degree that I think that the pandemic has put a lot into prioritising the importance of what we need to focus on and to work through that. It's a time for families to, you know, help their children with life skills and the younger ones with executive functioning skills, to be able to home in and tune in to our family and to really listen and ask our partners, what can I do for you? Is there anything that will make your day easier? Again, breeding this empathy and compassion for not just our family, but for others as well, in our neighborhood, in our society, in our state, in our country. You know, together we are stronger, and together we need to be able to, you know, step outside ourselves too, and to recognize how we help one another.
Jill,
I'm sure that makes sense, and you've seen that yourself, correct?
Absolutely. And you know what? This was the easiest interview ever. I didn't have to ask you a question. Super Nanny Jill Frost, we're out of time. So let's get your social media out there so people can be in touch.
Yes, please. For any families who certainly need some help or have a question, do go to joefrost.com, where you will see it says contact Joe, and drop me an email there. I am getting through as many phone calls as I possibly can to help families. And also on the Twitter, Joe_Frost. Obviously, we're subjected to characters, so if you could just write a very concise question, then it helps me to be able to answer that for you. Stay safe out there, everybody, and, you know, remember your social distancing. It's very important right now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, as always, for being there for families. We certainly do appreciate it. Super Nanny Jill Frost.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.